I want to share with you an action done throughout the Bible that shows great respect. And this is something that you see in cultures around the world. I have the opportunity on Thursdays, I teach at a career college, and at that college there are people from different countries that come to the school. And we have like people from Indonesia, from South Korea. And it's interesting, especially the folks that are from Asia and those countries there, when I first meet them, you know what they do? They have a little bow, don't they? They bow themselves. And this is something that's done all over the world, I think. And why do they do that? What does that mean? What's signified there? Respect. Well, respect, right? Respect and meekness. They bow down. And the physical action of that is, I put myself lower than you. And you know, in some cultures, they prostrate themselves all the way down, right? Lay themselves down before the king or some other noble. And I want to share a little bit about that from God's Word with you, okay? And I called Jan about this, and I wondered if she had some light on maybe in the Aramaic and in the Bible, what does this mean, bowing down? So if, Jan, you could share a little bit with us about that?
Sure.
I'm going to stand with you so I record you.
Well, in Aramaic, there are actions behind all of the verbs. And so when I first started learning about meekness, I was looking at the action. And so the action actually means to lie down flat. And if you look at 1 Peter 5, it really even says this. You either lie down flat or you lie down under something. And in the East, the way they described, like, the Nile, right? They would say the Nile was meek to the land. Why? Because it lies under the land, right? And then periodically it floods over again. But the Nile is meek to the land. We don't normally think of meekness as being something like physical like that, right? But if we picture in our minds this physical action, then verses like this make a lot of sense. So you start in chapter 5, verse 5. It says, likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another. So lying down under. It's saying we should do that with each other. For God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. That's a neat promise, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And then verse 6 is the key one. Humble yourselves or lie down flat under what? The mighty hand of God. So that at the proper time he may exalt you. We lie down under the mighty hand of God, and then he lifts us up. And it goes on and says, casting all your care or your anxiety on him because he cares for you. We usually take that verse out of context a little bit and just say, oh, just cast your care, right? But the key to it is lying down under the mighty hand of God.
That's neat. Thank you. Wow. But we see this bowing down all the way back in Genesis. In Genesis 18, we can see Abraham doing this. So chapter 18 in Genesis, verse 1, and the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre. And he said, sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground. Okay? and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. So this was Abraham's action of great respect and meekness. Matthew. Go to Matthew 17:14. All right, got it. Thank you. I'm going to have Jeannie read some of these verses for me. All right, Matthew 17:14. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, this man came before the Lord Jesus Christ, and he didn't just say, Hey, Jesus, how are you doing today? He kneeled down. He got down to him saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed, and oftentimes he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. So here's a man that had a need, right? And he wanted that need met. And so what did he do? He went before the Lord and he did so with great meekness and respect. A great thing to remember for us as we have needs in our life to go before our Heavenly Father with great meekness and respect. Mark 1:40. Mark chapter 1, verse 40. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him. So not only did he beg of Jesus to help him, but he kneeled down before him. He got down to him and saying to him, If thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And Jesus moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. So there's quite a few verses in here in God's Word about this practice of bowing down, kneeling down. And the next one is in Luke, what?
Luke 5:8.
So go to Luke chapter 5, verse 8.
When Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.
Okay, so he kneeled down to him. Meekness, that's the key here. That action of meekness and respect. And the next one is Luke 22, verse 39.
And he came out and went, and he was wont, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, Pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done.
Here's the Lord Jesus Christ. This has got to be one of the most emotional, I don't know if stressful would be a correct word, but boy, with great deep concern, he goes before his Heavenly Father. And how does he go before his Heavenly Father? He gets down on his knees below the Father, the hand of the Father. Let's go to Acts 9:40. Acts 9:40.
But Peter put them forth and kneeled down and prayed, and turning him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up, and when he had called the saints and the widows, presented her alive.
So here again, this great respect, this action of respect and meekness. And great things happen, don't they? Great deliverance. The next one is Acts 20:36.
And when he had thus spoken, he knelt down and prayed with them all.
Okay, this is Paul. Paul is with his with the leadership group. He has a leaders meeting, and after the meeting, instead of just taking off, they knelt down together with great respect and meekness before the Heavenly Father. What a great attitude of heart and mind, yes? To do that. Is that it, I think?
Ephesians 3:14.
I'll do that one. Okay, thank you, honey. We don't have that in our culture, do we? We're thinking about that, and probably we don't do that because of our background. As American citizens, we're all equal, right? In many other cultures, you'd have hierarchies, caste systems, people were of higher stature, or not stature, but status, and people would bow down. They would exercise this thing of bowing down, showing meekness and respect. We really don't do that, do we, in our culture, because we're all independent individuals. But my encouragement for you, in light of what we're seeing here, is as children of God to go to our Heavenly Father. Every time you pray, every time you get into a situation where you're going to the Father, get meek before Him. Bow down in your heart and your mind so you're going to Him in the best attitude possible. In Ephesians 3:14, there's a dynamic prayer. And in this prayer, verse 14, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. What a great prayer. What a dynamic prayer. A prayer of confidence and boldness, yet with great, great meekness. A great lesson for us as we go to the Heavenly Father. And then finally, Philippians 2:10. We'll close here in Philippians chapter 2. Verse 9. Philippians 2:9. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Every knee should bow. Every knee should go before and have that meekness, that great respect. So, again, my encouragement to you in light of what we've learned here is go before your Heavenly Father with great meekness, with great respect, okay? I know we don't kneel down to pray, but in our hearts maybe, in our minds, we think about that so that we go before Him in great meekness. So Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you with great thankfulness that you have called our names, that you have brought us out of darkness into your light, that you would give us your gift of Holy Spirit, that we could have your love shed abroad in our hearts. We're so thankful and grateful, Father, and I pray that we continue to go before you, that we all can do this with great meekness and respect and see you do mighty works. So we love you, Father, and thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.